From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany, reading The Isoms, Book 2, by Dusty Rhodes. We'll start with Chapter 1. Bob Isom's heart was in his throat. He stood outside the Abilene Cafe with his hand on the doorknob. On the other side of the door was the woman of his dreams, the woman who had occupied his thoughts and plans for the last year. With every heartbeat, his mind had been on her. Why was he hesitating? "It's been a whole year since I talked to her. A lot can happen in a year." Just an unthinkable thought that she might have changed her mind or maybe found someone else frightened him more than anything else he had ever faced. There's only one way to find out. He swallowed the huge lump in his throat, closed his eyes, took a deep breath, and opened the door. His eyes swept the room with a single glance. Two tables were occupied with town folks he didn't recognize right off. Rachel wasn't in the room. That alone sent an uneasy feeling racing through him. He stepped inside and crossed the room to an empty table. He scraped out a chair and was about to sit down. Then he saw her. She swept into the room from the kitchen with her usual bubbly attitude. She had a coffee pot in her hand. Her eyes fell upon him and went wide. Her face lit up like the sun popping out from behind a thunderhead. Her lips suddenly opened.